Well, welcome to our April the 9th weekly devotional. Our scriptures today are going to be dealing with the subject of forgiveness. The first scripture says, "But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared." Psalms 130 verse 4. Why did the psalmist say that you may be feared? The verse just prior to verse 4 above says, "If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?" I think this is a very revealing scripture concerning Yahweh's grace nature and His design for our relationship with Him. Yet this marvelous truth simply puts the ball in our court. Yeshua said this, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," in Matthew 6:12. Part of the Lord's Prayer, immediately after this prayer, as instruction for how to pray, He says this, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Now, why is this the only item He emphasized concerning the how to pray instructions? I'm not sure, but it is a huge issue that has not been adequately taught and emphasized in our modern pulpit efforts among leaders. Also, much of our society, those with at least some knowledge of the Bible, seem to think tolerating an offender is suitable. And yet, so often they don't understand the deep meaning of forgiveness, the kind Yeshua was talking about. Perhaps His most demonstrative example of forgiveness was His words on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I know of a situation where a person keeps a list of offenses that others have done to them, and I have had persons come into my office when I was in full-time ministry, and after scriptural revelation and discussion on forgiveness, which they fully agreed was necessary, then turn around as they were leaving, saying, "I will never forgive them." Where is the disconnect here with these examples? I suggest that knowledge is power. To bless or to curse oneself. But if you knowingly curse yourself, you are afflicting your own soul by choice. In this case, you're enjoining the devil and trapping you. Where does this scripture fit into these examples? "Now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For indeed, I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ. Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." This is Paul talking to the church at Corinth concerning a man who had been put out of the fellowship for his offenses of sexual immorality, and after a time, he was telling them to forgive them and bring them back in, unless they would be destroyed. And the next scripture is, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." Sounds like that if one wants Yahweh to hear their prayers, they need to forgive others, or their prayers are irrelevant as well. Over the years, I have taught many biblical issues as ongoing series or as one-time lessons. One of my consistent teachings concerning forgiveness was using an example of one not willing to obey Yahweh's one and only option for being forgiven, that by forgiving others, was by using the example of them being locked in a jail cell with the forgiveness key lying inside their cell with them on the floor. The quick and sure way to freedom was in their hands, but some reject it, and the devil is a wicked and harsh jailkeeper. Notice the key to this Bible verse. I wait on the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I do hope. Unless one forgives others, their hope in His word part is blocked out. And we know of the scripture that says, but God demonstrates His own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, in Romans 5:8. I think it's a good demonstration of our understanding this remarkable sacrifice would be for us to put our own pride, flesh, and anger on the cross and simply obey Yahweh and forgive those who have offended us, that we too can whisper in our own hearts, Father, forgive them, for they may not know, do not know, or even care what they do. This is the key that unlocks our imprisoned soul, which amazingly we are in control of, and it additionally opens up our circumstances for many spiritual rewards. There's a modern remark that says, just do it. And concerning forgiveness, it really fits, when truly done from one's own heart. James says in the final scripture, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. One of the things that sometimes New Testament teaching doesn't cover is the significance of the Torah's demands for persons to realize that there is blessings and curses based on one's own doings. It's not about having faith in Yeshua. He is our only way to salvation. But the Torah still teaches us that, in fact, it's in Deuteronomy chapter 28, that there is a whole list of things that are blessings to us, and there's nearly three times that many on the list of curses that if we fail to do what God's commandments teach us. In Deuteronomy 30:19, the scriptures say, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. I would that you would choose life, that both you and your seed may live. It is so important for us to understand that God's word is forever settled in heaven. And I think personally that unforgiveness is a self-centered act of disobedience. And when one is disobedient, then they open all kinds of doors and pathways for evil into their lives. And God's word is a safety net about us. And if we'll heed His word and do those things that are beneficial to us, we will receive the blessings. But like He says, I've called heaven and earth to record this day against you. Well, what day is that? It's the day that you came to know the truth, that you came to know and understand the word. It's the day you took Yeshua as your Savior. In other words, when you step into that realm, you aren't your own anymore. You belong to the truth that's in God's word, and Yeshua prayed specifically that God would sanctify you with His truth, and His word is truth. So if we're going to be set apart by His truth, we have to realize that He gets to work that reality into our lives, and we have to be obedient to it, not as a slave, but as a person with a thankful heart, realizing that we were forgiven, and because we were forgiven, we need to forgive others. Shalom and blessings to you. Amen and amen.